appreciate the Lord's goodness. I've got a little bit of a sore throat, so I've been trying to keep a little distance from everybody. So if I don't shake your hand, that's why. I'd like to talk just a little bit about reinforcement this morning. Seems like I've been doing quite a bit of that lately. But I'd like to... We were helping at the wedding venue there at James and Trisha's. And upstairs, they've got a wall that's just a partial wall. It's on their balcony. And the wall was real wobbly. It was just framed in. And you could go up there and just jiggle it. I mean, it was just... It wouldn't support any weight like it was. So we have a floor. And then this little wall came up. And it was attached over on this. There was a taller wall back here. And it was attached back here. But this part was really wobbly. So we... We put a hole in the floor. And we put a piece of angle iron in there. And we bolted it to the floor joist. And then we bolted it to the wall. We put some lag bolts in there. It was Philip and I was working on it. Anyway, it stabilized that. And then we came and put a piece of plywood. And I just nailed away on it. And then the sheetrock's going to go over the plywood. But I've been thinking about stability. I've been doing a lot of that lately. Stability to reinforce, you know, the things in life that we have that God has given us to work with. It seems like they have to be reinforced. And especially the wind that we have here, if it's not anchored down, it's going to fall down or fly away.
Like tree limbs, for example.
Like what?
Tree limbs.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been thinking about that thought of... to stabilize, to reinforce means to strengthen by additional assistance, material or support, to make stronger. Many times when you stabilize something and you're using another material with it, and then there's these points of attachment. You know that steel... That angle iron that's in there, you know, angle iron's pretty strong. Philip had in mind he wanted to rip the angle iron. It was coming out about an eighth of an inch past where the sheetrock goes. He had a round dime. I said, if you want to rip that thing, you're more than welcome to rip it. And I think after he drilled a few bolts through the steel, a few holes, he realized that it wasn't going to be ripped very easy. I said, we'll just notch the sheetrock or something, you know, it's not... But if there's not a point of attachment, if that steel is just in there against it, it doesn't do nothing. And I was thinking about how these points of attachment are so important. You know, when a piece of plywood goes on to a a frame, and I was lifting a wall the other day, and it actually it fell on me. But you think 2x6s, well, they're pretty hefty, they're pretty, you know, they're pretty strong. But the thing was, I had no real stability, and I was at a little bit of an angle, and the thing just started going, the whole thing, leaning. And so a piece of plywood has got to be attached in different points to make it. It's the way with these concrete blocks. These blocks are a good representation of a building, but there's the concrete attaches them to one another. That thin layer of concrete, it's like a glue. It stiffens, it holds those. And I was noticing, I don't think we have any cracks. I haven't seen any cracks in this concrete wall. A lot of times there's a lot of cracks and brick and stuff like that. But that attachment, if you just put the blocks on one another, it can be kind of a wall, but it's not really firmly attached. There's not a real adhesion to really give it strength. And I was thinking about how the attachments in our life, how important it is for us to be attached to the Lord, number one. But our attachment to Him helps stabilize and helps secure our walk, our experience with God. We've got to be attached to Him. And we need to be attached to His people, the body of Christ. We're members one of another, just like these blocks. We're members one of another. And when there's an attachment there, God works through the different members. But if there's not an attachment, or if the attachment becomes severed, then there's no strength coming through that. It's just a block. But when there's attachment, there can be a real source of strength and stability. And it's just totally amazing how you can add a few more materials and nails and screws, and the thing becomes very powerful, very strong. And I think it's that way in our Christian life also. I believe when we have proper attachments to God, to His Word, to His Spirit, to His people, there's things there that help stable, give stability and strength to our walk and to our life with God. And I don't know how many times been in prayer meeting and somebody give a testimony and share something that the Lord laid on their heart, or a scripture, and it was something that I was needing. It was something that helped stabilize me, helped me to know what to do, helped secure me. And I think about the scripture, it says, strengthen the feeble knees and the hands that hang down. That's kind of a state of discouragement. The hands, that's the way I take that verse. The hands that hang down, it's like they're without hope, they're without courage, they're without strength. And it says, strengthen the feeble knees and the hands that hang down. So the Lord wants us to be attached. And I didn't really understand much about attachment when it comes, but they have what they call attachment disorder, and we learned that in our foster parenting classes. It's where a child has had so much trauma in their life, so many hurts, so many disappointments, been passed around so many times, that they get to where they can't really bond with people. It's very difficult for them to be able to bond with somebody and with people. And it's hard to break through that bonding requires triple and quadruple effort than it would just a normal child. But those places of attachment are so vital and important to us. And I was thinking this morning in relation to Mother's Day and the godly mothers, that God appreciate our godly mothers that God has given us here. You know, the stability that I think about, all the diapers they've changed, all the meals they've cooked, and all the different things, the dirty jobs they've had to do. But it's produced something in children. It's produced something in the lives. There's some stability. There's things there in children's lives because mom and dad was there to provide stability in their lives, to provide encouragement and hope and strength. One scripture talks about unstable souls. It says unstable souls, beguiling. You know, it just seems like they're tossed with every whim. They're tossed with everything that comes and goes. And the Lord doesn't want us to be tossed. He wants us to be stable and steady and secure. And I think about how I wanted to get this verse in 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. 1 Chronicles 16 and the 27th verse, he says, "Glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauties of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Fear before Him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved." You know, when there is a fear of God, when there is people that are living for God and they're believing in the Word and they're standing on the Word and trusting in the Word, there's stability there. And I believe that happens in our society when people forsake God in masses. It starts bringing instability. It starts bringing disability into our world, into our society. And there's another verse, I didn't find it, but in the interlinear, it talks about the earth is shaking. The earth is tottering, it says, because its sin is heavy upon it. Because its sin is heavy on it. It's talking about a time when God was bringing judgment, the earth being moved. And here it's talking about giving God glory and honor and praise so that the earth is not moved, that it be not moved, that it's stable. When people forsake godliness and righteousness and they forsake the assembling of themselves together and they forsake the things that God has ordained, then it produces instability in our world today. And I know there's social elements, socialistic elements in our society that are trying to destabilize. And it seems like they're being very effective in what they're wanting to accomplish, because when something is stable, it's hard to overcome it. It's hard to overthrow it. But when it becomes destabilized, when it becomes movable, then they're able to move and do things that they're not able to do. And I recently just read an article about this gender identity stuff that they're promoting in the grade schools in our schools, and it's a socialistic mindset, mind thought, to destabilize and to use those, to use them as political activists. Because they're destable. If they grew up, a child grows up with the identity, not knowing whether I'm a boy or whether I'm a girl, there's no stability there. And that's the way this is affecting our society and our world today. These teachings that are going out, and it affects us. I mean, not quite as much as it does the world, but you don't have to go very far from home and you see some of these things working. It's to destabilize. And the devil knows that. The devil is working to destabilize, I believe, our world and our society. But when there's been the fear of God, people have honored the Lord, lifted up the commandments, kept the commandments. Another scripture talks about the testimonies of the Lord being sure. The testimonies of the Lord are sure. They're right. They're just. They bring stability. They bring help and strength. And so when the winds come, there's something there that's able to stabilize and hold it together. And I'm thankful for that today. Jesus talked about, he said the stream beat vehemently against that house, the house that was built on the sand. Both houses had a stream beating vehemently against them. Both houses had storms. Both houses had difficulties. But one house stood because it had something there. It was founded on the rock. It had something there to stabilize it. You know, sand is a wonderful thing, but there's no adhesive to stand. It moves. But once it's something that adheres, is stable, then God is able. And we want God to bless, but there has to be points of attachment. And I know the enemy works to try to sever our points of attachment. He tries to use things and put things in our mind. I just recently remembered, I was talking with somebody, Brother Leslie's testimony. He felt like years ago, he felt a minister was preaching at him. I remember Brother Leslie telling this probably more than once. He'd go to camp meeting and hear this minister would get up and he was just hitting Brother Leslie. Boom, boom. And he felt that this person had a personal agenda. That this person had he was out for Brother Leslie. Until the Lord revealed and showed to him that it was the enemy. The enemy was working to destabilize, to separate him. And I know the devil does that. He'll work, he'll do things with husband and wife. He'll put thoughts in our minds that begin to cause distance, that begin to cause little offenses, little things that happen that begin to cause distance to occur in our relationship. We've got to fight against that. We've got to fight against, you know, sometimes it's our own personal makeup. Sometimes it's our own personality that causes us to feel certain ways that keeps us from these points of attachment. There's feelings there that keep us from being able to really attach like we should. And we need these points of attachment. You know that one scripture talked about a threefold cord is not easily broken. You know, when it's not just me, but there's relationships intertwined. My relationship with God, my relationship with His people, when there's an inner a twining of that, it's not easily broken. But if the devil can get something in someone's mind and start working in someone's heart that causes to begin to distance ourselves, then he's going to have it's going to give him access. So Lord, help us today to be on our guard, to be watchful and prayerful in our relationships, that we don't allow distance or offenses or things that happen to keep us from having that closeness and that bond that God wants us to have. There's another verse I wanted to get in Romans, the 14th chapter. It brings out Romans 14, I believe it's the 19th verse. The 14th chapter and the 19th verse, it says, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another." That word edify has this same thought in it. It's to edify is it's like a, it has the word house builder, to construct, but it also has the word stabilizer in it. That word stabilizer that gives it real strength. He said, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another." And then he goes on, "For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense." So we need to be concerned about edifying, being encouragement, being a help, being a source of strength. And boy, I don't have to look very far to the people that have been in my life that have been a real encouragement. And I don't think I would have made it without them. You know, there's been times when you meet that stream that's beating vehemently, and it feels like you're doing all you can do to just to hang on, so to speak, and to have a stabilizer in your life. You know, Paul mentioned one place. He talked about in them giving. He said, you know, the saints at Jerusalem was in great need. And he said that your abundance may be a supply for them. But there may be a time when their abundance may meet your need. It works back and forth. Sometimes we're on the mountaintop. Sometimes we're enjoying the milk and honey. But there's other times when we're in the stormy gale and the streams beating vehemently. But if we have those places of attachment in our life, those points of attachment to help stabilize and to strengthen and to encourage, to edify one another, God works through that so many times in so many ways. And we want to be that to other people also. We want to be entwined and to seek those places of attachment, of closeness, that we can be a help and a blessing. Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, I wanted to get that verse also. Isaiah 33. Isaiah 33 and 5, it says, "The Lord is exalted, for He dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is His treasure." You know, there's when the Lord talks to us, that's a great stabilizing force. And And the Lord uses, I think about that verse too, it says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. You know, the Lord confirms, I believe, His word to us. He helps us to recognize this is my word, and sometimes it comes from two or three different sources. When it does, it's like, I got it. That's it. But it stabilizes. You know, when you're in a quandary of not knowing what to do, not sure what the future holds, not for sure the next step, and you have the Lord somehow to reveal His thoughts to you, whether it be through song or scripture or just however the Lord comes and brings it to us, that is so wonderful. That is such a something you can just hold on to. It's an anchor. That other verse talks about hope being an anchor, steadfast and sure, that enters into the veil. The Lord wants us to hold steady, and He will speak to us. He'll give us words, and it may come through a saint. It may come through a sinner. It may come through a donkey. It may come through however God wants to choose. But we need to be open to listen and not just shuck it off, because I know I've had the Lord speak to me. I told you this one time, I was in a quandary. I was praying, seeking God. Lord, what do you want me to do? Didn't know what to do. I was walking down the road and there was a guy there. I saw him down the end of the road and I wanted to avoid him because he usually talks a long time. Have you ever felt that? You kind of maybe see somebody at the grocery store and they're just long-winded and you kind of step an aisle over so you don't see them. We've probably all maybe done that. But anyway, I decided I'm going to keep... I didn't see him when I first started. He was way down the road. I saw him as I got closer. But you know, I sat there and I listened to him. I didn't do a whole lot of talking. I listen. Sometimes people need someone to hear. I don't think he didn't have any profession, any. It's been really interesting meeting him because he knew Grandma and Grandpa Eck. He knew my Grandma and Grandpa Wall. He's told me stories that I'd never heard from my family about family. But he made a statement in his, when he was talking to me. And I know the Lord gave that. It just dawned. It just clicked on me. And all my quandary was gone. All my quandary, wondering, all my doubts was just gone. And I finished my walk rejoicing, thanking the Lord. So Lord, help us today to, when the Lord gives His Word, He speaks to us, there's a stabilizing, there's a fixing, I don't know how to describe it. It just anchors you to Him and to His will. It just holds you steadfast. You know, if you haven't heard from Him a long time, it's like, you know, you get a little wavy. But when God speaks, I believe it was that way when He was here on earth. When He spoke, the words, it hit the crux, the point, the real issue. And God knows the issues of our life. And He wants to speak to us in our issues and our troubles and our difficulties. So Lord, help us today to hold on to God for help, for strength, because he can do it. He said, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. The stability of thy times. Wisdom and knowledge that God has given. The stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. I'm so thankful this morning that we have the Lord on our side to help us, to be there, to stabilize when the storms are, the gale is on. The Lord can help stabilize us and keep us in the midst, in the very midst of that storm, crisis. He can help us, and I want to thank Him for that today. But Lord, help us today to watch those points of attachment that we have those in our life that help. Because we can't do it within ourselves. I don't believe we can. Without God, without His people, without a fellowship, without being attached to what God is, who God is, we can't be what God's calling us to be. But when we're attached to Him, just like these blocks, they're attached, they're adhered together, they stand, and the Lord blesses. And Lord bless us this morning too. Appreciate each one.